proclamation number 8464 dated the April 11th, 1963. God's instruction to educate fellow human beings about Jesus. Wherever the opportunity of mentioning the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ presents itself to you, you should speak of him and emphasize his great significance for every single person. Where possible, you should motivate people to remember him, for everyone knows him, everyone has heard of him, yet only a few have a living faith in him, and only they can partake in the blessings of the act of salvation. But they are precisely the ones who should try to invigorate their fellow human beings' faith in him, who alone can save them from spiritual adversity, which will only be perceptively felt after their body dies. You should not fail to make use of every avenue in order to steer the conversation towards Jesus Christ. Even if the other person feels uncomfortable about it, you should simply ask him what Jesus means to him, whether he has already thought about the doctrines regarding him and what conclusion he has come to. Even if they only want to accept him as a human being, who advocated his own philosophies of life and sacrificed his life for these opinions, you can nevertheless explain to them that he was certainly a man who lived among people, but that he had to fulfill a spiritual mission and that every person can derive benefit from that mission if he wants. Indeed, most people only regard their life on earth as an end in itself and don't believe in their soul's continuation of life. Nevertheless, you should also try to unsettle these opinions and truly, I will place the right words into your mouth if all you endeavor to do is kindle a small light for these blind people, if you want to help them fulfill their purpose of earthly life. If you are imbued by the knowledge which corresponds to the truth, you will time and again feel impelled to convey this knowledge to people and then opportunities will arise where it is possible for you. And I truly bless everyone who tries to persuade his fellow human beings to believe in Jesus, because Jesus must not be bypassed if the soul wants to attain bliss one day when it enters the spiritual realm after physical death. This faith in the soul's continuation of life is likewise lacking in most people. Consequently, it is difficult to educate them, yet no stone shall be left unturned. For the misery such souls are approaching is indescribable, and if you can help them spare such wretchedness, they will be eternally grateful to you. For one day every soul will gain realization, even if it still takes eternities. Everything relating to Jesus, his life on earth, his crucifixion and his ascension, is a myth for people which they certainly know, but cannot believe that these events, which are hugely significant for each individual still unenlightened soul, to be true. However, you humans live on this earth to attain the goal of releasing yourselves from every form and entering the kingdom of the beyond in a spiritualized state. But to do so, it is crucial that you find redemption through Jesus Christ, that he helps you attain freedom, because only he can loosen the chains which still tie you to God's adversary. He alone can help you attain eternal life, and thus you must acknowledge him and hand yourselves over to him so that he will take your immense guilt upon himself and so that he might have given his blood for you as well, which he shed on the cross for all people, past, present and future. If you accept him and appeal to him to take the immense guilt from you, you will also suddenly be able to think differently. Many things you previously were unable to understand will become comprehensible to you. For this reason, you should at least accept information about him when it is conveyed to you, for no one shall go astray. But it is up to the human being himself whether he wants to let himself be saved. Let yourselves be educated about Jesus and his act of salvation, about the spiritual reason for it and about your past original sin, which you cannot atone for yourselves but can only be released from through the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ. And don't walk past him in earthly life. Try to muster the understanding for the kind of mission he had to fulfill on earth and believe that every person must take the path to the cross. Believe that every human being must carry his guilt of sin under the cross, which means that he must acknowledge Jesus Christ as Son of God and Redeemer of the world, in whom God himself became human in order to redeem humanity from sin and death. Amen.